Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating from parts unknown. I'll get to that in just a minute. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we never talk MMA on this show unless we're kicking Dana White in the teeth. But the bottom line is, we'll leave Dana White alone. Guess who we're kicking in the teeth today? You'll never forget it. You never guess. The World Heavyweight Champion, right? The WBC World Heavyweight Champion, Tyson Fury. You know, the star that he is. I mean, the mega star, come on, the guy's like, everybody knows who Tyson Fury is. He's the second coming of Muhammad Ali. He's greater than Mike Tyson, the whole nine yards, right? No. He lost his first fight. He lost to an MMA guy who was having his first fight. Not only that, he did 56,000 homes on pay-per-view. I'm thinking if I drop my draws right now, I could probably do 56,000 homes across the country here in the United States. People just want to see what's going on. Just curiosity, okay? But 56,000 people, think about that. That's how bad the card was. I'm talking about the card emanating force from Saudi Arabia. Everybody was bought and paid for. Everybody. Everybody sitting in the stands. Everybody sitting there was paid to be there. Everybody. From Sir Kenneth Rainford on, so I will get Kenny, if he's around, we'll get him on the show. But everybody except myself, I think, is Steve Kim. Steve Kim and I were probably the only two guys in boxing that weren't invited or tried to be bribed, because it was a bribe any way you look at it. The Saudis were bribing people for PR, and I'm not talking Puerto Rican, I'm talking public relations. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you can text me here in the studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. The city is like going crazy. I'm talking about San Francisco. No, I'm talking about the homeless people taking over the city and things like that. But last night, some bicyclists tried to take over the Bay Bridge again. So the cops and the CHP were going crazy south of Market. It was absolutely bizarre last night. I was watching these cops, like, I don't want to say they're Keystone cops, but they were driving the wrong way on one-way streets, all that crazy stuff, trying to catch motorists. I don't know what's going on. But the bottom line is, these guys on bicyclists, they should just be shot. Just shoot these guys. Just get it over with. They've been blocking the bridge. Imagine this, Socrates. We're in traffic, in the middle of rush hour traffic, and these guys get on the bridge on bicycles. About 400 or 500 guys get on the bridge on bicycles and just block traffic for a couple hours.
They're lucky Suge Knight's not on the road.
Hey, because Suge Knight, not only would Suge run him over, he would back over him again, right?
Absolutely.
Did I ever tell you about the time he was handling Zab Judah and he tried to like get me into his crew and he called me a couple of times, gave me his card and told me to call him. I was scared of the dude. I went to Larry Merchant. I said, Godfather. I said, this guy's like the modern day Al Capone. He goes, yeah. I said, well, I don't want to deal with him. He goes, just ignore his phone calls. I go, he's not the type of guy you really want to ignore his phone calls. He goes, well, you've got a choice. Either ignore it or deal with him. So I ignored it, and he finally gave up. But the bottom line is, Suge Knight was very intimidating.
A little bit, yeah. As Vanilla Ice.
Exactly. He hung that guy off the side of a building by his hand?
That's what legend says, yeah. Legend.
Enough of that. Let's talk about legends. Of course, the legend of Tyson Fury, world heavyweight champion, considered like the preeminent athlete in the world of boxing. He who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing, etc. I can go on and on and on. The WBC, the World Boxing Council. Let me say that. The World Boxing Council, linear world heavyweight champion, okay, appeared in an MMA fight last week. And like Larry Mercer said, he lost. Whether he lost on points or not, if you let an MMA guy commit domestic violence against you in a boxing ring, okay? He knocks you down. He owns you like a pimp owning a hooker. I kid you not. And then you get up and you run like a girl for the rest of the fight. Guess what? You've lost not only your linear world heavyweight championship, because anytime you step into the ring, the heavyweight championship was on the line according to boxing history. Now, Larry Merchant tells me I'm wrong in thinking that Francis Ngannou won because two judges thought that Ngannou lost, that Tyson Fury won. Well, the one judge I had at 96-93 for Tyson Fury, He should have been arrested before he left the arena that night. After the judge added 95-94 for Tyson Fury, I figure WTF, what fight was he watching? Because the bottom line is Tyson Fury, he won a couple of rounds, maybe three at most. But at the end of the night, I had it 6-3-1. I think it's 97-93 in points for Francis Ngannou, the debuting MMA guy, the guy that never had a professional boxing match before, and he put the heavyweight champion on the floor. Your comment, sir?
I think you're spot on. Listen, I would say about the third or fourth round, I was just in shock of what I was watching. I mean, it's the eye test with Tyson Fury is always tricky because he's never looked in shape. But when we think of a fighter that's in shape, you know, Tyson Fury, you can't go by what you see. But he was, even for his standards, he was a really fat slob in that ring. And by the sixth, seventh round, he was the one that was gassing out. So he's lucky that the fight was only 10 rounds. That's number one. Francis Ngannou, credit to him. I'm just thinking, who's going to be the guy that plays him in the movie? Because you talk about something straight out of Hollywood. I mean, look at his background, from where he came from. He conquered MMA.
Talk now, about that. Talk about his background from Cameroon just for a second.
Well, he was born into like modern day slavery, you know, working mines at a young age, was able to find his way to France, and he picked up kickboxing. And then, you know, he stumbled onto MMA and became the heavyweight champion of the world. And he left with that title, you know, when him and the UFC were not able to agree.
Time out. When you mentioned the UFC, you're talking about Dana White, the worst person in the world today. Go on.
Yes, the incumbent to that dubious title that you've given him. Yes.
Every day of the year, the pimp, in my mind, in my opinion, being a former police officer, I think he's a pimp. That's just what I'm trying to say, because the fact that he can get guys to fight and get their brains knocked around for a few bucks. Some guys get $40,000 and they can't fight for the rest of the year. And when you split up a $40,000 purse, you and I know it, and they cut it up pretty tight there in the world of mixed martial arts like they do in boxing, we're talking about half, maybe.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, regardless of what the judges said, Francis Ngannou was the winner. The day that he signed the contract to fight Tyson Fury, he was the winner. Because it's reported that he received $10 million.
Yep.
Which is more than anyone in the UFC is making at this moment. More than he's ever made in his entire fighting career. He was able to drop the champ. He was able to embarrass the champ. And between the two men, you know, whose stock is up? It's Francis Ngannou.
Let's call it like it is. I know I'm probably going to get in some heat on this one, but the bottom line is the World Boxing Council is front and center on this one, man. They deserve a whole lot of blame. They really do. They sanctioned this fight. They were in the ring with some golden belt with Tyson Fury and this kind of stuff. And then Tyson Fury embarrasses the entire boxing world in the way and the manner in which he has. And then Mauricio Sulaiman, the honorable president of the World Boxing Council, comes out and says, oh, we're going to rate Ngannou in the top 10. He should be the mandatory contender after kicking Tyson Fury's ass like that. I mean, what I'm trying to tell you is it appears that these guys that should be leading the charge in a positive way are leading the charge in a negative way, and it all leads back to being a PR. I'm talking about not Puerto Rican public relations and the Saudi Arabians. They bought and paid for every soul in the arena last week. Every soul.
It was a spectacle.
It was pay-per-view. It was pay-per-view. I'll pay you to come to Saudi Arabia and watch it.
And let's talk about the pay-per-view, because reports are saying that the numbers were horrendous. Dave Meltzer said that around 56,000 is the pay-per-view number. What was it, sir?
But Dave Meltzer and I go back like 30 years. So he's my buddy. I love him. Of course, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter comes out weekly out of Milpitas or San Jose, California. But the bottom line is Meltzer had it at 56,000 homes. Meltzer is the expert when it comes to pay-per-view numbers. Don't ask me why. He won't give me any tips on how he does it. But the bottom line is he is right every single time. For the past 15 or 20 years, you go to Dave Meltzer for boxing pay-per-view.
Yeah. 56K to see the lineal heavyweight champion of the world. Other than Tyson Fury's bank account, I mean, his stock is way down. If
But here's what's up. Usyk stock is down because of the Daniel Dubois debacle, okay? So actually, the heavyweight division, the top of it is in shambles. We've got one guy that can't take a body shot, but he did a good acting job with him and Luis Pavón there. Of course, Luis Pavón winning the supporting actor, winning the Emmy Award a couple of months ago when Oleg Usyk laid on the ground and said, "Oh my God, oh my God." And then he tells the referee, "Hey, I'm ready to go." And the referee tells him, quote, "Take some more time. I never heard of that spit in my whole life."
I mean, I guess some people just need more clarity on the rules than others.
Pavón is no rookie. He's not some guy that they just did, "Hey, you guess what? We're going to give you your first title." Oh, my first title fight? God. No. He's a veteran of like triple digit title fights.
Oh, yeah. No, he's been a referee for over 20 years. I mean, he's not a novice at all. He had a bad moment.
Here's what's up. I'm going to put you on the spot right now, man. Bad moment. I'm tired of you telling me about don't take this personally, but I'm tired of you telling me about judges and referees having bad moments. I mean, you got to hold people accountable. You just have to. And in the world of sports, especially in the world of boxing, somebody can commit an atrocity and then people just say, "Oh, well, it's boxing." No, that's bull.
It's almost like a doctor or a surgeon, right? I mean, they're not allowed to have bad moments, right? Before they get sued for malpractice, you know?
Here's what's up. Tony Weeks should have been arrested for what he did with Raleigh Romero and the guy from South America. I can't think of his name right now. I respect him dearly, though. Of course, and then there was a recent fight where there was some bad judging in Las Vegas. I mean, you look at the scores that have been coming out of Vegas, haven't been consistent. They've been consistently inconsistent. Of course, that's not good. The Nevada State Athletic Commission approved Terrence Crawford. Approved Errol Spence to fight Terrence Crawford, knowing that he got thrown out of a car. They saw pictures of him. They saw what the damage it was done, and they gave him a basic boxing physical in order to license him for the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I mean, it sort of reminds me of when they sent Muhammad Ali to the Mayo Clinic and he couldn't find his nose with his fingertip when his eyes closed.
You know, I think anyone that's around boxing long enough knows that a boxing medical is BS, unless you have like a piece of metal in your forehead, like the late POS Edwin Valero had, and he wasn't allowed to fight in the United States. But
I can't believe you brought him up. You know how anti Edwin Valero I am. I mean, him and Felix Verdejo. I mean, Felix.
Life.
I know. Hold on. Edwin Valero killed his wife. He was some nut. He got into a motorcycle accident. He couldn't get licensed anywhere in the United States except guess where? Texas. And they licensed him there. And for the most part, I guess he fought in South America. But the bottom line is he killed his wife and he killed himself. As far as Felix Verdejo is concerned, he was a Puerto Rican prospect a few years ago and hot prospect at one point in time, got undisciplined, had a girlfriend, knocked her up, got her pregnant. Then he killed her and the baby she was holding and he threw her off a bridge. So if there is hell, listen, let me tell you, I know what Puerto Rican jails are going to do. They're going to treat Verdejo like he's some type of star. Okay. They should be abusing him at night.
Hey, listen, that you talk about heinous, you know, a heinous crime. I mean, kill
that language. Sorry.
Wow.
Can't believe you did that.
I'm sorry. It's just a terrible crime. And, he needs to, he's getting life in prison, so he's going to have a long time to think about it.
Let's end the segment on that horrible thought. Felix Verdejo, I hope you have a boyfriend real soon, and I hope you're straight. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Daniel, take it away.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's take it back to 1965. Of course, Lewiston, Maine, the site of the World Heavyweight Championship. Muhammad Ali, formerly Cassius Clay, had changed his name, after the first fight with Sonny Liston in 1964. Had a hernia operation, so it sort of delayed the rematch a few months. But the bottom line is they hooked it up, of course, in Lewiston, Maine. And Sonny Liston was knocked out in the first round with a very controversial phantom punch. People say they didn't see the punch come over. But the bottom line is the guy that started all this spit, when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H, is Nat Fleischer. Nathaniel Stanley Fleischer was born November 1887, died 1972. But the bottom line is he was a Ring Magazine editor and he was a timekeeper that day for Sonny Liston and Muhammad Ali in that title rematch. Now, after the knockdown went down, of course, and Sonny Liston was laying on the ground, like struggling to get up. Then finally he did get up and they were fighting again. Somehow Jersey Joe Walcott, the referee, jumped in and just stopped the fight. And everybody's going, what the duck is going on here? So Walcott stopped the fight. He stopped the fight at the direction of Nat Fleischer. Nat Fleischer was, as I said, the timekeeper. All he was the timekeeper ringside. Bottom line is the guy was the head of Ring Magazine. But he created the biggest incident, the biggest controversy in boxing history of the past 75 years all by himself. So Nat Fleischer, sorry, pal, may you not rest in peace. You caused a whole lot of spit before you left. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So we go from kicking the immortal Nat Fleischer in the teeth or lower to back to Socrates Palmer sock. I got to ask you, Nat Fleischer was way, way before your time, but the bottom line is I remember reading old Ring magazines when I was a kid growing up, and Nat Fleischer was a guy, but he caused all this controversy. They jumped all over Joe Walcott. They never let him referee another fight and that kind of good stuff. They wouldn't let another heavyweight champion referee a title fight after that. All kinds of controversy. They blamed on Walcott, but it was Nat Fleischer that did it.
Are you saying that the godfather of all boxing writers is getting a pass? Or got a pass back then?
Got a pass. Still getting a pass. I mean, people are still kissing ass. And they're not realizing. I just read a big thing from some historian online where I was writing this. And it said, you know, his birthday was yesterday and that kind of good stuff. And more power, more power to him and that kind of good, you know. But the bottom line is, I thought that he, I don't know. I think that, listen, people got to tell it like it is. And Nat Fleischer, I think, just screwed things up as far as boxing history is concerned, because had we had a definite ending to that fight, or conclusive ending to that fight, a lot of controversy would have went away. And, of course, Sonny Liston died in 1970. Of course, he was supposed to attend a party New Year's Eve, I believe, at Johnny Taco's gym. He didn't show up. They found Sonny Liston naked on his bed in his house, in his home in Las Vegas, Nevada. The doors were locked from the inside. All the windows were locked. Sonny had his underwear down around his ankles, and he was dead. Think about that, folks. He's laying on top of his bed, his underwear down on his ankles. What do you think he's doing? All right, straight up, Sonny came and went at the same time. Sonny Liston died masturbating. That's the way I look. From a cop's point of view, Sock, can you see my point of view on that?
That's the final, that's the autopsy?
No, that's what I'm telling you. After looking at the alleged crime scene photos, I mean, come on, man. There's no foul play. He's got no bullet holes in or anything like that, and that kind of stuff. He's got no heroin. He hasn't got enough heroin in him to kill him, anything like that. Got a little weed in his system. I think that was about it. And he ends up dead. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if his underwear is down around his ankles, what's he doing? Enough said. Let's move on. Straight up, of course. I got to ask, what's happening in the world of boxing this weekend? Of course, last week, the Tyson Fury, 56,000 people. Sock, I have to say it, though. You went over to your buddy's house to watch the fight. He paid for it. I went down the street to a strip club. They paid for it. The bottom line is somebody paid for it.
And the bottom line is not too many people paid for it. That's why the embarrassing numbers. Let's face it, in the world of streaming, this is the perfect example why you should never look down your nose on the piracy. Because first of all, as far as it being total garbage, as far as in-ring action, you know, I think people kind of saw it for what it was, the novelty. It was a spectacular display of entertainment. They had artists like Carol G, Little Baby in the world of urban and Latino.
You know what they were trying to do? They were trying to imitate Don King in 1974. He took Kool and the Gang and James Brown and all kinds of people like that over to Zaire, Africa. Of course, Zaire, Africa was the middle of a jungle. He convinced President Mobutu that he could turn his jungle into the French Riviera in one day. Of course, it didn't happen that way because it was still a jungle and it was a horrible place to be. It was hot. It was sweaty. Even Ali told me I didn't enjoy Africa all that much. I mean, he enjoyed the culture, but didn't like the atmosphere, you know, the climate.
And an arena that's built in 2 months, that's amazing. I mean, and it's today they're having the WWE is having the wrestling event over there.
Let me tell you something about building stuff over there, okay? They built that for 24 hours a day. They set up lights outside. They built 24 hours a day. They built that arena. That's the way they do things over there. And what they did was, let me tell you about the Middle East. Oh, am I getting in trouble for saying this? Probably am. The Middle East has got, when I went over to the Middle East, there were three types of women. There were women with burqas, there were hookers, and there were hotel workers. Outside of that, that's it. It's hot, it's sweaty. Everybody needs right guard. They still have right guard around. Anyway, everybody needs right guard. And they don't wear it. And the bottom line is, it's offensive. I mean, it's offensive over there. I'm telling you, you can be standing there with the most beautiful woman in the world, and the wind blows the wrong way, and you say to yourself, oh, God. Just telling you the truth. I've been there. I was in Dubai. Listen, let me tell you. When I went to the Dubai airport, my airline ticket was no good. They said, oh, no, the promoter canceled your ticket because he wanted you to stay another week and do TV. I said, screw him, I'm leaving. Here's my credit card. Get me on the plane. $1,500, I was flying back to San Francisco.
And talk about, it was like basically Canastota remote. You had Sugar Ray Leonard was there, Roberto Duran, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson. It was like
Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell, right, even in MMA, Chuck Liddell. What's his name? The black dude that played in A-Team.
Mr. T?
But in the remake. The one that beat Chuck Liddell. No, Chuck Liddell beat him for the light heavyweight. Anyways, it was a who's who. Oscar De La Hoya. It was, you name it. And it was, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. It was a big event, you know, you're watching.
So you think there's some pictures of Oscar cross-dressing in, like, the Middle East now?
I don't think he's that crazy.
You don't think he'll do it again?
No, I don't know.
No, you didn't.
Hey, Conor McGregor was there. Oh, by the way, I didn't know that it snowed in the Middle East because Conor looked like he was skiing.
Yeah, well, a lot of those guys are skiing. Listen, Conor's been skiing for a long time. We're talking about the alleged cocaine abuse of Conor McGregor. Of course, he's been on blow for a long time. That's why he's bloated. Alcohol and booze will do. Alcohol and coke will do that to you. He doesn't look good, man. He doesn't look healthy. Maybe he looks like Brock Lesnar.
He's a big boy right now, Conor McGregor.
So what's up with Brock Lesnar now, real quick? When's he going to say goodbye? He's 48 years old. I saw some video of him the other day. He looks horrible. I mean, when's he going to just get out that thing?
They pay him well in WWE. I mean, he's probably got more money than he'll ever spend. You know, he lives up in, I think, Montana. So, hey, I mean, what's he going to say, no to the money? I don't think so.
No, but at 48 years old, you've got to start thinking, not only if I've got enough money, why am I clowning around like this, looking like a fool for Vince McMahon on TV and being a mark? I mean, now he's losing fights.
That is true. He's being used now to build up the younger guys. Most recently, he did it with Cody Rhodes.
Okay, real quick now. Let's talk about Mr. Villarreal. He's fighting next week. Of course, your guy, right?
Yes, Ismael Villarreal will be in the main event against Calum Walsh at the theater in Madison Square Garden this Thursday, November 9th. And it's a big opportunity, you know, for him and for Calum Walsh. It's like, it's Calum Walsh's litmus test to see if he is the real deal. He is a promoter by Tom Loeffler in partnership with the worst man
Step
in the world.
Step on his foot!
Hey, the way I'm looking at it...
Anything goes, baby!
Yeah, we got to turn. It says boxing on the marquee, but it's a fight, you know, when the bell rings. And we have to fight this guy, you know. Leave no doubt, you know. So, and I expect to win.
Anyway, the very best of luck. Kiss your lovely wife. Hug the kids. We'll talk next week, my brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The great Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
People rang true, the sort of place they really care about you.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out. watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code Byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code Byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, a little bit of MMA. Of course, today, I think that about comes out yesterday out of London, the UK, Friday, the 3rd, November 2023. GBM Sports, a new promotional force in boxing. A national broadcaster, Talk Sport, sport being in capital letters, talk being in little letters, today announced a multi-fight agreement that will see Talk Sport's boxing YouTube channel live stream GBM Sports Championship boxing events. The first event will be broadcast in early 2024, starting in Sheffield, the UK, followed by further regular shows in key cities around the UK, where GBM Sports will be breaking new ground. Straight up, good luck to them. Of course, anytime a new promoter comes into the game, I'm happy as hell, because the bottom line is not enough guys. How can I put it? Most people come into boxing, they get stung. They just get, they do. They come into boxing, they make a lot of money. Chances are you're probably going to have a good tax write-off. Very few people make money in boxing. That's the way it is. I mean, Bob Arum, of course, makes money. Don King makes money. People like that. Of course, some of the big promoters, Hal Heyman, they make money. But for the most part, a lot of younger, smaller promoters, they struggle to break even. So in the world of boxing, it's just not even. Speaking of even, last week's fight, of course, I scored it 6-3-1. I think my score is 97-93. For the world heavyweight champion, I'm talking about Francis Ngannou. Yes, I just said it. The world heavyweight champion, Francis Ngannou. He should be recognized by the World Boxing Council and the Ring Magazine and the World of Boxing Historians, the linear, whoever holds and says the linear champion is so-and-so. He should be the linear world heavyweight champion. Now, I realized two judges went against me last week and said that Tyson Fury did win the fight, but guess what? It's impossible for him to win the fight. He didn't land more punches. If I go through the punch stats, it will absolutely blow your mind. But the other guy outpunched him, outlanded him, knocked him down. What more could he do? He couldn't. Listen, Francis Ngannou owned Tyson Fury. Was like, I mean, you can't own somebody. I've abused guys in the ring, but that was almost abuse. And had Tyson Fury stood and fight, it would have been abuse, but he didn't want to stand and fight. He ran like a girl, and he kept running and running and running and tying people up and this and that. A 6'9" sissy. And I'm going to get back to telling you the truth about gypsies. I said it as a policeman. I'll say it as this, as a broadcaster. I've never encountered a gypsy that wasn't crooked in some way. I mean, or we'll say this. Chicanery, just, I mean, fake at some point. I mean, I'll tell you one time a gypsy, I'm a private investigator when I don't do this on the radio. One time a gypsy hired me in LA to follow another gypsy fortune teller in San Francisco. That's right. A psychic in LA hired me to follow a psychic in San Francisco. Both gypsies. Something but weird about that. Think about that. If she was a real psychic, why would she need me to follow her? Feel me? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Last week, of course, the World Heavyweight Championship was on the line, and I think that Tyson Fury lost it. But the man that walked away with all kinds of class, guess what? Even in defeat, is the great Francis Ngannou. Let's hear from Francis.
Brett Okamoto alongside Francis Ngannou backstage after a hard-fought 10-round boxing match with the best heavyweight boxer in the world right now, Tyson Fury. You made your professional boxing debut, Francis, and I feel like you left a lot of people speechless tonight. I mean, I feel like I'm one of them. Watching that fight was remarkable. Did it surprise you at all? Anything about that fight surprise you?
The fact that I didn't win surprised me. I came here tonight to win. I'm going back without that victory, which is not what I was looking forward. I was really looking forward to win this fight. But I do learn a lot tonight about the sport. You know, this is really my first time to fight and to do like 10-round boxing match, straight boxing. And, you know, I can tell myself that I didn't do bad against the number one heavyweight in the world. So I just going to go back and focus on that and have at least that experience to work on it, that feeling to work with it, and get prepared for the next time, because I think this just get me even more excited and hungry to prove, you know. I was wounded, but I realized that I can bite.
You told me before this fight, it was a long time ago, it was I think it was when you were like rehabbing your knee. It's actually the day like I brought my son over there, remember that? And you told me, I'm definitely going back to MMA. I'm just learning. I'm finding my groove in MMA. I'm being able to do whatever I want in MMA. But then I listened to you talk about boxing, and it's like I learned a lot from this. I want to go and I want to learn more about this. Where is your head at in terms of, are you a boxer or a mixed martial artist?
Combination. I can do both. Nothing stop me from doing both. If I have the skill for both of them, why not? As for right now, I have a deal with PFL, and I'm intending to fight MMA again. I love it. I'm more more comfortable, but I still love it. I might do some MMA fight, but I'm still going to do boxing. Like, I never intend to just step over and do one fight and go out. That wasn't the plan at all, never. So the plan is still the same.
Can you just talk about the night? I mean, wherever you want to go with it, from the walkout to the knockdown to just trying to stay focused and what you were hearing from your corner throughout. I mean, what stands out to you about this night when you kind of relive it real quickly in your head?
It was a big night. It was an impressive night. Great people around, big show, more than I have ever seen. I think it's the biggest show in the combat sport so far that I have seen. I never see so much concentration of a legend in the same place. And just being a fanboy, I was literally a fanboy in there, looking here and see these guys, see Luis Figo, see everybody. And, you know, you get a little excited, but of course, when the fight starts, it's the fight. When is the fight, it's the fight. Nothing else. You know, you get focused on the fight.
When you knocked him down, you did a little dance over him, or you taunted him a little bit. Do you even remember that?
Yes. Well, because when we started, he said, let's go to school. So I'm like, oh, I think you're a bad teacher.
Anthony Joshua putting it on the line there, of course, telling it like it is. He was a bad teacher and talked to the current world heavyweight champion, the linear world heavyweight champion. Get this. When they were ready to announce the decision last week, if you look at the fight film as it's taking place live, both Bob Arum and Frank Warren were all smiles. That told me before the decision was announced that they were giving the fight to Tyson Fury, because that's their guy, okay, without a doubt. Now, this is the world heavyweight champion, the guy that's supposed to be the flag bearer of the entire sport, yet he can only draw 56,000 homes here in the United States. And Francis Ngannou, wow, that doesn't say a whole lot about his drawing power either. 56,000 homes, yikes. Anyway, bottom line is, now Eddie Hearn, of course, the promoter of Tyson Fury in the UK there, the guy from DAZN, saying you cannot retire without fighting Anthony Joshua. Now they're talking about him fighting Oleg Usyk and Anthony Joshua. Notice who's not in the mix here. Yeah, Francis Ngannou. They're going to forget about him. They're not even going to mention him again. They're going to try to dog him. He's done. As far as the world of boxing is concerned, they're going to blackball Francis Ngannou. They're going to do their best. And I'm not saying, the people down south across the border, they're looking to do this. I'm telling you, there's no way in the world they're going to promote Francis Ngannou. But guess what? They brought this on themselves. It wasn't like that somebody conned the world of boxing to accept this Francis Ngannou Tyson Fury farce, okay? But you guys went for it because they paid you first-class tickets. You got to fly to Saudi Arabia. You got some money. Everybody that went down there walked away with a paycheck. Everybody I know, a club fighter I know went down there and got five figures, okay, to go down. Five figures to attend the fight. Think about that. Five figures to fly to another country and attend the fight. I mean, I don't think there were too many Saudi Arabians there. I mean, come on, man. Let's be honest. Those were all American marks and shills that were brought in. In fact, although he wasn't a shill or a mark, he was in the seventh row. Sir Kenneth Rainford, of course, the young man from the UK that I'm trying to get on, trying to get King Charles tonight to make him Sir Kenneth Rainford. But the bottom line is we're having problems getting through the king. But Sir Kenneth Rainford was in the fourth or seventh row. They paid him to go. I mean, he didn't decide, oh, guess what? I'm going to go to Saudi Arabia. Nobody wants to go to Saudi Arabia. Believe me, you don't want to go there. You don't. I've been to Dubai, Saudi Arabia. I can tell you, it's nothing but hot. It's nothing but hot. And I was there during the wintertime. The guy says, Mishu, you're lucky you're not here during the summertime. Why are they going to be another 15 degrees? I said, you mean like 125, 130 degrees ago sometimes. That's what the temperature's like over there. So what I'm trying to tell you is air conditioned arena, everything's cool. But you get outside, boom, you're toast. So you can't even dress like a – you can't even pimp and dress well in Saudi Arabia or Dubai or anything like that because you got to wear all kinds of antiperspirant. I mean, you got to put antiperspirant on your face. That's how hot it gets over there. But at the end of the day, I never want to return to that hellhole. Cost me like $1,800 to get out of there in a heartbeat. And guess what? It was worth every cent. Yeah, I lost about $12,000 on that trip to Dubai and the whole deal. Of course, all the checks bounced, that kind of good stuff. Let it go. It was a lesson to be learned. Now, speaking of lessons to be learned, Demetrius Andrade, undefeated, but he's getting up there in age. I think he's like 35 years old at least, of course. He's taking on David Benavidez. David Benavidez is a monster, according to Mike Tyson. Of course, the 168-pound champion of the World Boxing Council, the interim champion. Of course, the man that Canelo Alvarez, the flag bearer of boxing, the pound-for-pound king, the WBC's favorite guy. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. David Benavidez has been the number one contender for 2.5 years. He failed a cocaine test of, you know, they tested for coke. He got popped. He cleaned himself up. That was good. And he failed to make weight one time during the pandemic, failed to make 168 pounds. So they took the title away from him. Okay. And they gave it to Canelo, ended up getting it. So, but the bottom line is for 2.5 years, this guy's been like the number one contender for Canelo. For a couple of years ago, Canelo said he didn't fight Mexicans. Then he said, I don't give an F. He'll fight Benavidez. Right now he's looking to fight. I mean, he doesn't want to fight anybody of Benavidez's stature because I think that if Benavidez and Canelo Alvarez were to hook it up, he would probably retire Canelo Alvarez. And people don't think that Benavidez can draw in the manner that Canelo can because Canelo is the ideal ambassador. I mean, let's be honest. He has the Mexican fan base eating out of his palms, but he also draws well here in the United States, unlike Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou do 56,000 homes. I mean, Canelo and Charlo did 700,000 homes here in the United States. That's not a bad, that's not, I mean, it's not the greatest pay-per-view buy in the history of boxing, but it's not something you can be really totally ashamed of either. So at the end of the night, they made some money, of course, in a performance for Charlo. It was a non-performance. He sort of showed up and didn't bring his Viagra with him. So he never got up anywhere in that fight. I mean, that was like sad. It just was. He went 12 rounds, 36 minutes of pedestrian boxing. In other words, he didn't try to impose his will, didn't try to step forward. At the end of the night, he got a check, and that's all he was worried about. In fact, he should be banned from boxing. His 160-pound brother, of course, the undefeated lad, thought to be the better of the two twins down there in Houston, Texas. He's got weight issues, he's got emotional issues. He got harangued by and charged by a waitress for giving her a bad debit card or bouncing a check or something like that, but he defrauded an innkeeper. I think that's the actual charge that they use down there, at least what they call it here in California. When you like screw somebody after you're getting a dinner or some drinks, something like that, you give them a bad paycheck. But the bottom line is Charlo brothers, both those guys, I think Mama Charlo was cool. Outside of that, the Charlo brothers need to go away. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you on Saturdays and Sundays. This is the Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, we come to you Sunday for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 2 hours on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, and of course, we come to you live on WBC-TV via the Veeve TV people down there in Dallas, Texas. Talk about the Jackman. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But if you don't know it by now, what can I say? It's 53 minutes in.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out. out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guess what? There are fights in San Francisco tonight. I didn't know about it. I didn't, probably until like a day and a half ago, 2 days ago. I don't know who's on the card. Somebody's telling me there's a fight at the Cow Palace. Of course, the Cow Palace was a great arena in which we held both boxing and professional wrestling. Of course, that was the house that Ray Stevens owned. Ray sold out the Cow Palace. Former professional wrestler Ray Stevens, may he rest in peace, sold out the Cow Palace more than the Warriors did in the NBA. I kid you not. So straight up, wrestling was big, boxing was big. But now the Cow Palace, the last show they had, I guess about a couple of months ago, it had about 300 people in the crowd. You've got an 18,000-seat arena. There's only 300 people in the crowd, and they're not advertising. What does that tell you? Somebody's doing a tax write-off. Come on. I mean, you're not trying to make money here. They're trying to throw a boxing show. Speaking of boxing shows, let's talk about November 4th. Of course, there's boxing on the Zone. Yocasta Valai taking Annabelle Ortiz against their chicks. And also on ESPN, F.A. Ajaba versus Joe Goodall. That's going to be November the 4th. Of course, also on the 4th, the IBF Super Featherweight title. I think Socrates brought this up on the Zone. It's Joe Cordina versus Edward Vasquez. Of course, three big fights on the TV today. And of course, the UFC rocking and rolling. Where are they today? I think they're in São Paulo, Brazil. Of course, they've got a guy in the main event that's lost four of his last six fights. That's the way the UFC rolls. You think he's going to lose the next one? Obviously. They're bringing him in here to lose against the twice-beaten Brazilian lad. His name is Jaiton Almeida. Bottom line is like he's 21-2. They're bringing him Derek Lewis down there to get knocked out, and he probably will get knocked out. And at the end of the day, it's just Dana doing things the way he wants to do them. I mean, you know, you got to give him props because he's been able to get away with anything he wants to do. I mean, whatever Dana says goes. Of course, that includes, like, you know, mucking up his old lady down there in Mexico City. Of course, that was caught on TV or some kind of an elevator cam, something like that. But the bottom line is Dana White, he and I go back to about 2003. Take that back to the 90s. But when he got hooked up with the UFC in circa 2003, he and I had a contract together. Of course, it didn't go too well. We had a one-year contract. I wanted him to live up to it. He didn't want to live up to it 4 months in. So basically, bottom line, I said, either honor the one-year contract or I'm going to take you to court. He honored the one-year contract, and we never talked again. This is the way it is. I don't like the guy. Bottom line is I wish he would just go away. I think that human exploitation is what the UFC's at. In other words, if you're going to if you're going to inflict serious brain injuries, and that's what you're doing. In other words, in boxing, you can sort of toss a coin. Because, you know, when you hit a guy, his head bounces back. You hit his head, guy. But when you hit a guy on the ground, his head's got nowhere to go. That's why these guys are getting hurt the way they are. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Daniel, my man, is the producer, of course, of Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the same channels. Thank the people at VTV. Until next time, this is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.